Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, August 6, 2024. I'm very, very happy to be with you live today. Jay hosted the show for me last week and did a fantastic job, as always, when my grandchildren and Jared and Kristen were in town. You can tell from my voice Maisie and I just matched a little coffee vibe. This is really no big deal. Coffee as in coughing. It's just funny. I thought I escaped it, but no, but it is superficial I apologize for the effect on my voice, but hopefully the content that I share with you will overcome that. We had a great time. They had a place to sleep. Everybody had a place to sleep. And we just had a wonderful time together. They got here Sunday afternoon. They left Tuesday afternoon. And we did a bunch of stuff the time that they were here. So it was a really lovely visit. And that's kind of like the last of my summer obligations, you know? And that felt good too. That felt good because that opened up. We only have so much space in our space, and priorities are priorities, right? We have to get what's tapping us on the shoulder or what's on our agenda out of the way in order to have room for more stuff or to have the attention to give to other things. And that's one thing that I'm going to talk about in just a little bit. But I do want to say that Jay will host my show next Tuesday, but not because I'm doing something fun. I have to have a crown replaced, and my dentist only works in the office close to me, his office close to me on Tuesday mornings. So I know I will leave the show in very trusted hands, very capable hands, and I know Jay will do a great job again, and I really appreciate him being able to take it for me. But after that, everything with the show will get back to normal because, again, all the summer stuff, hate to consider a crown part of my summer stuff, but, you know, every few years, hopefully every many years, you got to have something like that done. So it just is, needs to be done, taking up space in my space, as I said. But I just want to thank you again for listening today. If you're listening live, please join us in the chat room. Just go to 12radio.com and click chat. I invite your questions and comments about today's topic, and I'll respond to them after the show. You can find me every day on 12listen. I'm typically available later morning Pacific time into the evening. If you stop by and don't see me, or if I'm on a call, just schedule a call or put in a callback request. I'm notified immediately via text and will respond as soon as I can. Well, if you put in a callback request, as soon as I'm finished with the call I'm on, your call will come through. So that's kind of a no-brainer, easy way to do it. But if you schedule a call, I will always do my best to meet your schedule. And just my usual reminders, we have reduced rates a few times a week. We typically celebrate Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and astrological events. If you want to be notified of our specials, just go to 12listen.com and sign up for 12 promotions. And all that entails is you leave your email address. That's it. So that's pretty easy, and then you don't miss anything. Just another reminder that my 15-minute time-based session, Celebrate Summer, will be available, and this is incredible to say, for about 6 more weeks, because that's when autumn starts, about 6 weeks from now. And I'll tell you, it's been in the high 90s here in Colorado, so I really can't wait for autumn to show up. And, you know, I mean, even when it shows up, it's not like somebody flips a switch to cool on the 22nd of September. That would be good. That would be really good. But usually sometime during the month of August, and I'm hoping it's that way this year, it starts to shift. And there's just a change in the air and a change in the feeling of the atmosphere. So hopefully that happens soon. We've been in the 90s for quite a while now. So a reprieve would be lovely. Would be just lovely. The other thing I want to remind you about is the gratitude board. 012listen.com. It's a great tool. You can post anonymously, and it's just you post what you're grateful for, whether it's in your experience or not. And the advisors of 12listen support your intention with our intention. It is moderated 24/7. So why not? Why not? Post what you're grateful for, do it anonymously, and get some support. That's what we're here for. And the other way we support you is through 12 Radio. And I thank you again for listening, however and whenever you do. 12 Radio is a great way to stay inspired. And remember, inspiration is your responsibility. It's an individual responsibility. It's usually not going to come knocking on your door. It might. It's a, who knows? God's wonderful. But seek out inspiration. Do what you need to do. Whatever teachers, whatever music, whatever if you like to dance, if whatever it is, whatever lifts you up and keeps your cork afloat, as Abraham would say, do it, because that's the most important thing you can do for yourself on a spiritual path, is to stay inspired. Know what your foundation information is, revisit that, your favorite teachers, as I said, the shows on 12 Radio, whatever it is, it's your responsibility. And by making it a practice, by making it a practice, when you start feeling yourself, I don't know, taking on the burdens of the world or whatever it is, whenever you start feeling heavy, shift it. You're the only one that can. You're the only one that can. So, and you can find archives of all the shows from all the hosts in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. And as I mentioned, Jay's producing my show next week. I want to thank you, Jay, for producing my show today and for taking the show next week. Now, before we shift into the teaching segment, I want to talk about my upcoming You Empowered classes and give a little more detail. As I said, with all the summer stuff, my space was kind of taken up with that. Now it's open. So I have more detail to give you. The first series of the You Empowered classes is posted up on 12 Academy. They will begin September 19th, and I'm very excited about them. The first series is four classes. The price is $125 for the whole series, $50 for the first class, $25 for the other three. This series is the prerequisite for all other You Empowered classes. The following classes, and I don't know how many there will be, I want to do this on an ongoing basis, will be the following classes will be individual classes, and they will be priced at $27. The first series is learning energetic tools to master, and I mean master, your personal space. It is the prerequisite for all other classes because it culminates in a meditation that will be the starting point of every class that follows. This meditation, these tools that I teach in this first series, is I learned in 2005, and I can honestly say I am not exaggerating. I have practiced them every day since. When I learned to ground and practiced grounding, my life changed. And I mean that sincerely. That's not fluff. Unless I was sick or there was something crazy going on, I really have practiced them every day since May of 2005 when I took my first class at Interconnection Institute. And I've used those tools to ground and set my space every morning, and they have served me very well in some very trying times. If I've ever worked with you on 12listen, if you've taken my other classes before, I've taught them over all the years that I've taught here on 12listen, and I've taught them privately as well, because they work and they are powerful. It's just, and the reason why we will use them before at the beginning of every class is because it is easier to take in information when you're in a grounded, neutral space. It's like Joel Goldsmith says, when you go into meditation, what you're doing is you're getting into the atmosphere of God. And so you use a statement of truth or something that you can feel the vibration through your being and gets you into that atmosphere of God. Well, that's exactly what this meditation does. It gets you into the atmosphere of learning, of listening, of taking information in. When I took the classes, we were never allowed to take notes, and whoever was teaching the class would always say, "Your spirit gets it. Your spirit gets it." So when you're grounded and in a neutral space, you're really in that place of allowing your spirit to get it and having it come back as it does, whenever it's necessary, whenever the timing is right, whenever you need something, and boom, here something pops in, and you go, "Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about that in years." And that's perfect. So anyway, they're important. They're important. And this first series is important. And again, no other classes. That's the only way you get to take the other classes. After the first series, the classes will be divided into two categories. You empowered, expanded energetic tools and methods to master your environment for success and healing, to learn how to move energy, not just for yourself, to set energy in spaces. It's really powerful. I mean, it's just powerful stuff. When you start messing around with it and realize you can, not messing around with it, when you start playing with it, I guess that's the same thing. When you start playing with the tools and realizing how viable they are, it's pretty motivating. It really, really is. So the second category of, expanding on those tools, using the tools that you've learned and then adding others and doing more with them. That's one category. And the second one is you empowered understanding oneness, spiritual principles to master your life as taught by a broad range of masters, teachers, and philosophies. As you know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, or have read my articles in the Power Peak, or have come to me for readings and healings, you know that last year was a tough year for me. It was a rough, rough, rough year. And even though it was just a year that I am so glad is in the taillights, or in the rearview mirror, I should say, I got through it by using the tools and principles and practices that I'll teach in these classes. That's it. I'm not exaggerating when I say that faith saved my life. That is not an exaggeration at all. My faith was fed and strengthened by the practice of principles and tools, energetic tools, and then all that I've learned from all of my wonderful teachers that I read and learn and realize what they're teaching, and then share with you on my show. So, it's that was such a powerful time in my life. And as I said, I know that I wouldn't have gotten through it had I not had all that support. So that's why I have to teach this. That's why I'm compelled to teach it. I talk about spiritual principles and teachers on this show all the time, but the classes will be a full hour devoted to a specific topic that all fall under kind of major headings. One heading being mysticism or oneness. Classes will cover things like what is non-duality and how to experience it, different types of meditation, practicing the presence. I meet no one but me, one life, one being, one supply, archetypes, only one of everything and perfect. Just a few topics or subjects, I should say, under the topic of mysticism or oneness. Another major one will be faith. Faith. Demonstration and manifestation, non-resistance, detachment, acceptance and surrender. I don't know. I don't know how to do this, but the God that lives me does. Thought, plus conviction equals demonstration, knowing and accepting. I mean, there are so many things that fall under each of these master headings that, one class isn't going to cover it. So there'll be several under each heading. Another is the cause of suffering, attachment and clinging, resistance to what is, taking things personally, how to get past trying to control everything. That's a big one. That's a big one. Which from there goes, I can't control me. I don't know what the perfect thing is for me. So how could I possibly know what the perfect thing is for anyone else? It's just putting things into perspective. And again, the purpose of each one of these classes is your empowerment. When you know how to take care of that. I mean, when you want to help somebody, that feeling can be so overpowering, even though you're infringing on them. Even though you're infringing. So, who's going to pay the price for that? You are. You are, because you're out of bounds. Another heading is freedom. Freedom. Dependence on source. Independence from the world. Karma falls under that. You sow as you sow, so shall you reap. Cause and effect. Giving. Forgiveness and releasing guilt, shame, etc. all fall under the category of freedom. And here's a biggie, ego. I can't wait to teach classes on ego. Who are you? What is ego? How to bypass it? What is real and what is effect? Those are just a few. As I said, I got to thinking about them. I had the space in my space to think about them, and I just like went to town. So those will be up also on 1-2 Academy with descriptions. So I'm going to work on that this week and just post them beyond the first series of classes. But all of those, everything that's shared, will be shared through the wisdom of many masters and viewpoints, from New Thought to original Christianity to the Tao and the sages of the Upanishads. The classes will be packed with information. They always are. There's a lot packed into that hour. They will all be recorded, and every student that signs up will get a link to the recording, whether they attend the class live or not. The bottom line is, you're it. You can only live what you believe. Your happiness and success are your responsibility. Your experience is your responsibility. And accepting that responsibility is you empowered. These classes will give you energetic tools and spiritual principles that will prove to you how powerful you are to affect positive change in your life. It's been several years since I taught on 1-2 Academy. 2018, I believe, was the last time I taught a series. And I never teach just one class. They're always a series because there's just more and more and more that I want to talk about. And over the past few years, it just wasn't possible to commit to that because I never knew what might be going on with Channing. So I'm really looking forward to teaching. This is my passion. I mean, what I teach, those tools. Again, these things have changed my life, have supported me in really tough times, and have empowered me. So that's why I want to, sh that's why, not just I want to, I have to. I have to teach them. And I'm really looking forward to it because we will have a lot of fun learning together. Because the information that I teach expands for me as I teach it. If you want to learn more about something, teach it. It's kind of funny the way that works. But for the people who took the Empowered Intuitive course, all classes will be $25. Just contact me and I will send you a special link. So this is the maiden voyage of the You Empowered classes. The prerequisite series will be offered every so often, but I plan to just teach classes on an ongoing basis. The price will probably go up when the next prerequisite series is offered. So take advantage of maiden voyage prices. And that's all. I just wanted to get more information about that. So let's shift into the teaching segment now by listening to a song by Jaya Lakshmi called Bajaure Ma from the World Groove Mix Volume 1 CD and Sequoia Records. Enjoy it for a few minutes. And I can't wait to talk to you and share what the actual teaching topic is. Enjoy. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music. I thought that was very uplifting. glad we had that little break. It gave me time to drink a little peppermint tea and pop a fresh cough drop in my mouth. So today I want to talk about prayer and really share some different angles on it. Share it from a few different angles and a few different teachers. The reason why it came up is a few weeks ago, the verse, pray without ceasing, came into my head. And I just, you know, remember Joel saying, prayer is not you talking to God, but God talking to you. You know, the still small voice and the quiet of meditation. Then the question popped into my head as I was just going about my business. And this was just kind of, you know, how something just hops in your head, and if you entertain it, it kind of unfolds, even though you're not sitting and focusing on it. The question popped into my head, excuse me, could that part of God talking to you, could that also be through intuition? So, you know, living an intuitive life, depending on and following guidance. I think that may also be a part of praying without ceasing. So that's just something to think about. That's just, I don't know why. It still is a question, so I'm going to probably be pondering it for a while. But you know, intuition just doesn't come from you. You know, that's spirit. That's source talking to you. So anyway, just wanted to throw that out before I got started with the heavy hitters here. So prayer is the topic today, because from that statement that just kind of floated into my head that I entertained came a whole lot more. So that verse is actually 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, which says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I think most of us were taught to pray for what we or someone else needed. And that's because in Western religion, we were taught that God is outside of us and that we, for the most part, were hopeless sinners. We pray when we need something. And because there is no God outside of us, those asking for God prayers rarely bring answers. Reverend Ike said, God has nothing more to give us. And that's true, because the infinite self of man is God. So what more could there be? We are truly self-complete. As I mentioned already, Joel Goldsmith said, prayer is not talking, but listening to God. Asking God for anything implies that God is withholding it from you. And that's impossible, because God withholds nothing. The spiritual storehouse is within us. The demonstration of it is our responsibility, not God's. And that demonstration comes through faith and the conviction, number one, that it is within us and that you already are what you seek. Joel Goldsmith wrote in The Heart of Mysticism, which is his letters from 1955 to 1959 to all of the students that he sent out. It's just a massive work, and it's a great reference book. He wrote, the kingdom of God is within you, and there is a center of your being, which is like a deep, silent pool, deep, silent pool of contentment. A deep well of silent spirit. When you're at that center, you have found heaven. And it is out of that deep inner silence, which the master called my peace, that the healings and harmonies and joys flow forth. And all those who have tuned into that consciousness receive the benefit of it. Let each one realize that God is individual consciousness, and that the presence and power of the Godhead can be brought to bear in your families, your communities, and in your nations. In proportion as you can settle back into this silence and let it come through. This is a difficult thing to achieve, and an individual setting about to accomplish it alone may have to go through months and sometimes years of work and meditation. My own experience required months and months of constant and persistent meditation day and night before I received the first second of realization. And all that time, my question was, how do I know there is such a thing and that it will accomplish anything? To my knowledge, no one had gone that way before. No one had prepared the ground, and I had no knowledge of it at all. Only a conviction, an inner conviction, that if I could just touch the center within myself, which is God, that that would release it into expression, and it would take over my life and the lives of those who look to me for help. Wow. Wow. What a lovely thing. What an honest thing, transparent thing for Joel to have written. But conviction, I love that word, conviction. That's a powerful word. It moves mountains. And it's acted upon by Source because it is faith. You know, he found that place because he had a conviction about it. He knew it was there. And he knew he could connect with it. He just didn't know how, really. You know, and that was his day and night meditation. I mean, it's interesting. If you've ever listened to him, he talks about that a lot, and it took him a long time. But Joel, it's lovely. The thing about Joel is Joel had no religious upbringing whatsoever. He was Jewish, but he had no religious upbringing. So he didn't have a lot of barriers that those of us raised in a specific religion have. But anyway, here's the second take on prayer. And this is from Three Magic Words. U.S. Anderson just offers another way to think about it. He wrote, "The human being is a center of life force, attracting some things, repelling others, according to his conceptions and beliefs. We have seen that all the things of our world are nothing more or less than pure intelligence, cast into form by a conception in the universal subconscious mind." He uses universal subconscious mind synonymously with God, the universe, source. It's all the same thing. Intelligence responds to intelligence, and thought creates vibration, which inevitably attracts the thing in the conception. The one mind in which we all live contains an infinite number of possibilities, all of which are capable of becoming manifest in space and time when the conception has been planted in the universal subconscious mind. Therefore, whatever you choose and accept must develop in your experience, for it is attracted to you by an irresistible and immutable law. A law which isn't working some of the time, or occasionally, or most of the time, but every second of every minute of all the time there is. Whether we like analogy or not, we are literally praying every minute of our lives, and every single one of our prayers is answered. There is no escaping this wheel of answered thought and belief. It is the law of life. Whatever has developed in our experience has not been brought to us by luck or fate or coincidence, but is simply a physical manifestation of our thought and belief. Whether it's brought us good or evil, it is in effect an answered prayer. You are what you think. You attract what you think. Your life is a product of your thought and belief, and nothing in the world can change this fact. To alter your life, the only single course open is to alter your thinking. You know, it's very, I think we can't control our thoughts, but we can. Let me just say it that way. We do control our thoughts, not the other way around. I mean, I know, you know, I talk to people all the time who talk about, well, I can't meditate because my head won't be quiet. Well, we control our thoughts. And in fact, we observe our thoughts. We can go from the place of being, just having a busy head and all these things running through our head, and we just want them to be quiet, right? And the more we want them to be quiet, and that's not even in meditation. That's like day-to-day life. Something lights a fire, right? And all this other stuff catches on fire, like our associative mind, oh, that. Ah, wait a minute. But then this, just going crazy in our head, going crazy in our head. And we just get caught up in it. And again, when we're trying to push it away or make it be quiet, here comes another law, right? What you push against pushes back. What you decide you're going to ignore is going to get louder and louder and louder. It will have its own megaphone in your head. That's not just, it's just a law. It's just an energetic law. What you push against pushes back. So we don't resist that. We find something to replace it. That's all you can do. But first, I think we get to the place of observing it. It's a whole different space to observe the thoughts that are coming into your head than to be caught up in them. It's you empowered when you observe your thoughts and just look at them and go, well, you might ask the question, where did that come from? And that's ridiculous. You can look at it and go, for Pete's sake, that happened 30 years ago. That's ridiculous. I mean, all the things that they bring with us, the associative mind, bam, 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 bam. Prompters, I guess, as U.S. Anderson would say, what we believe, the things that we've pushed down in our subconscious mind, in the subconscious mind, come to the surface. We've dumped them from our conscious mind because we don't want to remember them, but they don't leave. They're in the subconscious mind and they light us up. They're the things that trip us up, that flip our switch and can send us down the rabbit hole if we entertain them. So, when we're thinking about something that we do not want in our experience, or just even in our head for a minute, it behooves us to shift our thought into something positive. And, this is not airy-fairy positive thinking. And I think you know what I mean by that. Just that flippant, oh, whatever. Think positively, think positively. This has guts. This has roots. It's not just that flippant think positive thoughts, change the station on the radio. That's another one. Oh, when my head's running away, just change the station on the radio. That one never worked for me. Not ever, ever, ever. But so this isn't that. This is common sense. This is common sense. If you realize that thought plus conviction or faith equals demonstration, whether it's positive or negative, we can only ever experience what we believe, positive or negative. So, when he talks about everything that we think is a prayer and every prayer is answered, that's exactly it. It is cause and effect. Consciousness is cause. What we have in our experience is the effect of our consciousness. It's just, I don't know. I said when I started reading, when I started listening to Three Magic Words on Audible and then reread it, it was a powerful thing for me. It's a powerful book and powerful principles. 15 years ago, when I read it the first time, it was a life changer. It was a life changer for me, a thought changer. But now, reading it again after studying for all these years, many, many different philosophies, many, many different teachers, it's all saying the same thing. The Buddha said, we are the total of what we've believed. We are the total of what we have thought. What we have thought. That's it. That's not exactly a correct verbatim statement, but it is. We are the sum total of what we have thought. The Buddha, you know. And that's it. That's it. And to think of, you know, the subconscious mind or God in whom we live, move, and have our being, it is what we are. It is what lives us. The God that lives us, the God mind. The God mind that meets every demand. It meets every demand. Now you can think of those demands in terms of what's showing up for you that you can't meet. And humanly, we can't meet anything. I mean, we can't. We can't. Every bit of intelligence, of inspiration, of good, of knowledge, of creativity is not human. That is our divinity. Always available. Always available. Which is why for me, and I know I've said it a million times, the three words, I don't know. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know what to do with this. And I'm going to relinquish all power, control, and responsibility to that God mind, which meets every demand, which knows what is perfect, which knows how to take care of this, because I don't know. And that is an immediate ceasing of struggle for me. It drops off my back. You know, when you're trying to figure something out and you're trying to do it yourself and it make something happen or just figure something out or figure out what to do next, what to do next. And you just have that tightening and tightening and tightening. For me, it's always in kind of like in my upper back between my shoulder blades. That's when I know I'm pushing and I better stop because this thing is pushing against me or I wouldn't feel this. I don't know. But God, you do. I give it away. I surrender it. I sacrifice it. I sacrifice every thought, every feeling, sacrifice your joy, sacrifice your suffering. Give it all away. Give it all away. Be that inlet and outlet of supply, that inlet and outlet of grace, you know, infinite divine wisdom and love and supply and healing. Just be that. That is all we are called to do. That's all we are called to do. And if we can do that, then life lives us. And we know it. You know, we're just that vehicle, that lovely vehicle through which beautiful things happen, answers come about. And life is life. You know, it's going to show up for us as it shows up. That's all there is to it. We don't control everything and everyone outside of us. Our world, there is a world for every person to perceive. Every person has their own world. There are as many worlds as there are people to perceive them. What our experience is a complete and total effect of our beliefs and our thoughts. Period. It's all us. And so when we realize we really don't know and admit it and get out of the way, amazing things happen. Amazing things happen. And of course, that does take faith, but you can, I mean, it's just when I'm overwhelmed, I don't know and I need help. And help comes. That's the best way I can explain that. When I need help, help comes. So, anyway, thinking when you know stuff's coming into our heads that we don't want to entertain, that we don't want to think just because it's uncomfortable, not even thinking that, you know, if it comes into my head and I really entertain it and I add my belief to it, you know, or my conviction to it, that's how it's going to show up in my life. Just having that consciousness about it, that's awareness and that's empowerment. It truly is. So if we can observe, getting to that again, back to the idea of observing our thoughts and choosing what we will entertain and what we won't. And again, it's not pushing it away. It's not making it any bigger by giving it attention, the things you don't want to think about, the thoughts you don't want, because again, attention is love and it expands whatever it is focused on. So rather than doing that, It's you find something to replace it. You find something good. And there's that, that Neville quote. I think it's the verse in Philippians, or several verses, whatever is good, whatever is light, whatever is whatever, think on these things. I believe it's in Philippians. I'm not sure exactly where, but that's it. Think on good things. Don't get caught up in the world. Don't get caught up in fear, because that's not going to do anything for you except what you don't want. I mean, truly, it's not. You only have you to take care of. You only are responsible for you. But what you do for yourself, when you are empowered, you offer that to the world. And it is a healing not only for you, but for your world. It moves out from you, and it serves. It serves and helps and uplifts and empowers and inspires. So the last thing that I want to share with you is from John Randolph Price. And this is a really powerful meditation, again, that I met several years ago and have used for many years. And this is a wonderful thing to replace anything negative with. And this is how it starts. And I'm just, it's a meditation, and the way he writes it is he, it's like a four-part thing. Here's how it starts. The I am self in the midst of me is omnipotent, all-knowing, all-seeing, eternally doing and being. I know this. I feel this. I am aware of the radiating energy of the I am self going before me, creating according to the perfect patterns, revealing the divine standard of wholeness, abundance, right relations, and true place fulfillment. Then he said, pause and feel the radiation of divine energy from your entire being. After a few moments, continue the meditation. So just get comfortable and have this with me. Listen, I should have said that before I started. Just be quiet. Listen if you can. Close your eyes. I am shining abundance. I am wholeness flowing into perfect expression. I am, which is God, the radiation of unconditional love. I am the light of harmony, the beam of happiness, the ray of contentment. I am all. All that I could ever see, I am. Because I am all, I have all. Through the eyes of the I am self, I now see the high vision of completeness, divine order, and glorious harmony in the world. The divine have is in perfect expression. Pause again for a few moments and see in your mind's eye with controlled visualization everything is perfect in your life. Feel with your emotions what you are seeing. A life experience of total joy, love, beauty, abundance, wholeness, harmony, creativity, an easy flow of accomplishment, great peace and contentment. Keep watching the controlled mental movie until you're completely satisfied that every activity in your life is in divine order, and then expand your vision to see people throughout the world enjoying a life experience as fulfilling as yours. Then return to the meditation. I have seen the truth. My affairs are now an extension of the I am self, an expression of my divine consciousness. Because I have all, there is nothing more to seek. I now live as the I that I am. I have moved from an attitude of becoming to a consciousness of being, and I now rest in my beingness. Be still and rest now in the presence of your holy self, listening to the inner voice. From the moment the meditation is concluded, you move into the fourth step, which is to live your life as a prayer. To look into someone's eyes and behold the I am of their being, is a prayer. to silently communicate with nature. Recognizing the I am in all is a prayer. To forgive is a prayer. Gratitude is a prayer. Sharing is a prayer. Everything you do should be a prayer and continuously flowing through your mind are the words, the I am is doing and being everything now. I cannot want for anything. You live the prayer and the prayer lives you. And taking thought for tomorrow is replaced by living in the joyful now. I love that. I love that. That's a lot. That was a lot. But all three of those teachers were saying the same thing. They're all saying the same thing. The truth of our being is infinite God. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, infinite, infinite source. The infinite God mind that meets every demand. Whatever comes to us that we need help with, and whatever demand we make upon it. And again, through what we believe, through what we accept, that's what we have in our experience. And we can't blame anyone else. We can't, you know, the most disempowering thing that we can do is to blame anything or anyone for what's sitting in our lap. We brought it here, Stuart Wilde would say. We made a comfy home for it. And it's up to us to find out how to get rid of it by replacing it with what we want. We can change anything, anything. And it is just, you know, through that feeling of resting in the arms of that God mind, just letting your weight down in it, getting quiet. Being in the center of your head, in that inner sanctuary, behind your eyes, between your ears, and just being quiet, or sitting and listening to the sounds in your environment, focusing on that. You know, Joel said that, people say meditation is the way. He said meditation is not the way. Meditation is the vehicle for contact. Contact is the way. Contact with Source. Contact with spirit. Well, on that note, I'm going to leave you with all that good stuff. Hopefully you feel good. Hopefully you found it. Hopefully you found it empowering. You've been listening to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. We're here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way that you listen to the world, that you relate to the world, because your world is you pushed outward. And everything we just talked about verifies that. Please stay tuned for Katie Weaver. Thank you. Have a very blessed week.